Com. Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that's the Pro XPN toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts on whatever happens to be on your mind. The overarching discussion tonight has been about pop culture. And then we've kind of spun off into discussing millennials and people and kind of the contradictory viewpoints that they seem to hold, the cognitive dissonance about, on one hand, not trusting the state, on one hand, understanding that the people in the state are corrupt and the politicians are bad people and they do bad things, and then on the other hand, to keep voting for them and to keep doing what they're told. When will that wall be broken down in your mind? 855-450-FREE. And by the way, in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Tally.
And Allie.
We're going to go right into your phone calls. Lonnie's on the line to start things out here in Hour 3 in Mississippi. Lonnie, you're on Free Talk Live. Lonnie in Mississippi.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, go ahead, sir.
You there?
Yep, right here. We hear you.
Yeah, we were just talking about the millennials.
Yes, sir.
Oh, might be a delay.
You just go right on ahead.
I just wanted to give my input about, I guess, converting millennials and capturing their attention. But I think we have a problem philosophically. It's the very underpinnings of people and their individuality and their self, such as, for one instance, the false dichotomy, I believe, of Hobbes and Locke, whether we are good or evil, which we were taught in grade school. I know I was. And
what were you taught? That you were good or evil?
Also, the false dichotomy that is human nature good, or human nature inherently evil?
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that our presumption or whatever we're taught is that we are inherently evil. That's our underlying predisposition, I guess.
I feel like that is the premise behind a lot of laws and a lot of things that we're taught are good in public schools. Like, if you believe that a law, we need more control, isn't your premise that without control people would be doing evil things? I think that people have the capacity for good and evil, but I think that over time, slowly, sadly, very slowly, people are realizing that it's like better to be good from just a self-interested point of view. That, like, while, if I go around the neighborhood and point guns at people's heads and, can get things from them that way, but yeah, that's like very beneficial for me. But if a society doesn't allow for that kind of thing, if there's protections against that, if there's a big risk in doing that, for instance.
All right, it may be good for you for a short period of time, Allie, but you may run up against somebody who has another gun,
right,
and then it'll be over for you. So, yeah, over time, the evil doesn't really pan out.
Like I was saying, it's a false dichotomy, though. The way we look at human beings, mm-hmm. and generally I think people look at other human beings as inherently being evil, at least having a proclivity to be evil and exploitative to their fellow human beings. But we don't look at animals that way. The shark attacks a human being, we immediately seem to forgive the animal because we understand that that's just human nature.
Well, now, Hobbes said that man essentially comes from nature and is nasty, brutish. Life would be nasty, brutish, and short without, the state or without some kind of control. Is that right?
I think that is right, Tally.
I'm not entirely, up to date on all the premise and everything behind it, but I just got the overall general message from, being in school and all. That's really what I took away.
But do you think that the good and the evil is a false dichotomy?
Right.
What's a better framework?
What the real standard is is nature, is, you know, adapting to nature is logic. You know, like you're saying, to be that brute and to exploit your fellow human beings, that's very myopic. It's short-sighted. The sure. more logical long-term, which is actually your self-interest, is to be cooperative.
Yes, and we can do that because as humanity, because we have consciousness, as opposed to animals.
Well, I think you can argue that animals also have consciousness as well. It's just a different form of it. So one that,
as well.
Yeah. You know, I don't agree. I mean, I don't remember getting that message that that humanity is inherently evil, and I think that all the evidence shows the opposite. I mean, the fact that we have so much cooperation going on in our society, and almost all of it's on a consensual basis, shows that people do have the long-term view in mind, that they do understand that helping their neighbors and being kind to one another is the way to be. Otherwise, we would see far more violence. It's not the existence of the state that prevents violence. It's that people know that that's the wrong way to approach life, and that they will extend their lives and be happier if they aren't engaging in violence against their fellow man. So the reason why things are so calm and peaceful in general in the world is because I think people are by nature good.
Right, I do believe so as well.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm
I think by nature, like when people start talking about nature, I get really confused because, like, so to say humans are good by nature, so, like, some people would think of that, like, well, if, you know, yeah, obviously there's, like, humans are social creatures, right? Mm-hmm. And if the reason why, what influences our choices, like if I decide to make what would, to a human be considered, a fellow human be considered the good choice over the evil choice, and I'm only doing it because, you know, or a big part of the reason I do it is because I want the other people around me to not think I'm an evil person, then is that doing it by nature?
Well, I think there's certainly a lot of evidence that society, I think, encourages people to do the right thing, but that came about naturally, didn't it?
Like, what is unnatural behavior? Like, what dictates the nature is unnatural all of a sudden, you know? Like, if I beat a human, you know, near death, and then they start acting, you know, is their behavior after that unnatural because I've somehow...
I wouldn't say that. I think that it's all natural, right? I mean, there's certainly plenty of violence in the animal kingdom and violence between humans. Lonnie, go ahead with your thoughts.
I think that the institution of government, just like by the nature of the progress within our society, what we call a civilization, so-called civilization, has allowed us to circumvent nature, and it's distorted true nature, and so life doesn't prevail. That farsightedness doesn't prevail. It's an emotional response now, and it's myopic. And then so as well, we don't have the locus of control. Inwardly, we are competent beings anymore, so we look outside of ourselves. We go to government. You know, it's an emotional response. So basically, the point I'm trying to make is that I believe first we need to change people inwardly for them to see themselves differently as being good by nature. And then, as well, to change their locus of control, they don't feel as if they're competent.
Do not look to mommy government to take care of them. Great points tonight, Lonnie, and thank you for making the call in. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. And, yeah, I think we definitely did have some delay on the line there.
Do you think it's helpful to think of things in terms of good and evil, or
no.
Does it do more harm?
I was going to say the same thing. I mean,
I'm guilty of that. I say, like, oh, that's some evil stuff the government's doing. But what I should maybe be saying is, like, that's that doesn't help any of my goals.
Yes, exactly. Are you harming? Are you helping, right?
Right.
I think that's more helpful.
Well, I mean, by their perspective, they're helping themselves, right? I mean, they're helping themselves and their buddies, except they're harming others in order to do that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, people can rationalize things, certainly.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want here. 855-450-3733. Humans, their nature, we can talk about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Mobile sites, one of them. If you got a smartphone, you want quick access to the Free Talk Live streams and the podcast, just go to mmobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about solutions, ideas as to how to be more free. Well, that's what you're going to get in spades if you go to the Passport to Freedom event. It's coming up in just under a month, January 23rd through the 25th. Passport to Freedom is the very first time this event's ever being held. It's going to be happening in Las Vegas, and you can expect it's going to be an intimate affair. You'll get to meet people like Peter Schiff, as well as Vitalik Buterin from Bitcoin Magazine, and many other speakers who'll be talking about ways for you to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, although there will be people there advocating leaving the country as well, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, protect your money, quit your job, and make money from anywhere, everything you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle, and it's going to be information you can't find online. So you're going to want to go to passport.freetalklive.com and get your tickets to Passport to Freedom. It's coming up again January 23rd through the 25th in Vegas, passport.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, we talk to Matt, listening in Great Falls, Montana, to KINX. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Let's see here. I just recently just tuned in, but I was hoping to talk to you about, you know, the pensions and Social Security and how the military might still get their pension, but civilians will no longer get their Social Security. I don't know if that will ever happen, but I think it could happen.
Why do you feel that way?
Sorry about that, Tally.
Yeah, why do you feel that way?
Well, because the military, they get an increase every single year, about 1.5, you know, they get an increase. Civilians, we don't get increases. You know, the only way we get a raise is through if our employer gives it to us. And I think they're part of the government, in my opinion. And they get an automatic pay increase, plus they get pensions and all this other stuff.
Members of the military?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I only know about how they get compensated through what I hear people who have, you know, been in the military say. I've heard a lot of people claim they got screwed over, and I think they just mean that they promised them more than what they actually got. But I don't really feel like I don't feel like people in the military make some measly amount of money that they should get paid more at all. Obviously, I don't think that there should be a United States military, so I wouldn't think that.
Oh, no, and they get paid more than school teachers with actual degrees and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, they seem to get paid a lot.
Yeah, and if there'd ever be a civil war, it'd be about, you know, the civilians going up against the government and then the government putting sanctions on us through the military, you know.
It sounds like a lot of speculation on your part. I mean, do you have any, you're like reaching into the future to predict these things for us?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's definitely in the future. I mean, it happens with every single country that ever, I am definitely reaching into the future.
It's certainly not going out on a limb to say that Social Security is a failure of a program and is likely going to be insolvent at some point, right? I mean, that's not an unreasonable thing to say.
No, but the caller was saying that the military is still going to get paid. I mean, we don't know how anything is going to pan out in the future.
Well, that's certainly true, but and you're right about that, Tally. But would they be more likely? Would the state people, the people who operate the federal government, be more likely to, if they have a certain amount of money, are they going to give it to the men with the guns who enforce their will on us, or are they going to give it to Social Security recipients? If they have to choose, which do you think they would choose?
But in North Korea, it's the soldiers that get fed.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's where he's coming from.
True. Yeah. And, you know, it's just retirement. They get to collect their pension at the age of 40 if they join at 20. And we don't get our Social Security until the age of 68 now. You know,
that's if you get it. That's if you get the Social Security by the time it's right. I mean, how old are you right now, Matt?
I'm 29. I actually tried to join the military, but they wouldn't let me. So now I'm like, But,
good for you.
I'm glad that they didn't let you. Your life is probably better because of it. Now,
I joined when I was 17, and if I had stayed in, I'm at the age where I could have retired just done nothing and received checks for the rest of my life.
Do you have regrets about that, Tyler?
Oh, no.
No, okay.
Just saying.
But look, you know, Social Security is probably also not going to completely implode because they have the printing press. So the government can continue to print money and continue to supposedly honor their obligations to their Social Security recipients. But what they can do, as you pointed out, is raise the retirement age, and they can also lower the payouts. And if it's, you know, if things are getting to the point where hyperinflation or inflation is pretty significant, then they can still pay out the same amount of money to their Social Security recipients. So let's say it's, you know, $1,500 a month today. That $1,500 a month in 30 years isn't going to buy you a can of dog food or something like that. So
it's easy to pay off your debts in hyperinflation.
So even if they are still giving checks away in 30 years, they might not be very useful to people.
Yeah, when you have inflation, people who are owed money are definitely a disadvantage, and that's the whole premise behind Social Security is that, well, I mean, really what the government's doing is taking money out of my check to pay off, you know, grandpa's medical bills and his, whatever, life expenses, and obviously...
I think that's okay.
Well, no, I don't think it's okay to take by force. I mean, it's okay to help your grandparents, but...
Why would that be okay? Yeah, why would that be okay?
For them to pay for the elderly because they paid into it their entire life and now they finally get to, you know,
But does it make sense to have a system where you're like, the justification for taking the money out of my social, you know, out of my paycheck for Social Security by force, I don't have a choice in this matter. And like a lot of people my age think that they're going to get that money back when they turn a certain age, and we're not. They're taking it directly from my paycheck and giving it to old people.
Well, right, because they didn't actually keep the money. So while you're right, Matt, that they did spend into the Social Security system, the money wasn't put on hold. It wasn't put in a lockbox or anything like that.
True.
They spent it right away. So basically they pissed away all this money that they stole from people, and now they're stealing more from younger people to pay off the older people. So, I mean, the problem is the force, right? So, you know, yeah, it's great to help people in need. Elderly people need help. Some of them do. But,
but they had their whole lives to be ready for this. This is what makes me mad about people feeling sorry for old people. I don't feel sorry for old people that aren't prepared for being old. What did you think was going to happen when you got old? You're going to get sick and you were going to not be able to work anymore because you're old like everyone else. It's totally predictable what's happening, you know, and so I don't feel sorry for old people and think, oh, I should be forced to pay for their life. I think that that's stupid. They had their whole life to plan for retirement, and if they were irresponsible, then that's not on me.
But in this day and age, you can't really plan. Like, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. There's no way I can plan 6 years down the road when I'm trying to make it right now. You know what I mean?
You said you're 29, is that right?
29, yes.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Money, like, why should you have to focus on your retirement right now, right? You can invest in yourself, maybe in a business, but instead that money is taken from you and not even put in a lockbox for, you know, future you to maybe get or not. It's at the whim of politicians, of course. But that's my problem with Social Security. Like people that are just starting off, you know, they want an education, they want to maybe raise their kids or provide shelter or basic needs, but this huge chunk of money is taken from them.
Right, you're living paycheck to paycheck. What if you were able to get what if your paychecks were 30% larger? I mean, what if they weren't taking the income tax out, or what if they weren't taking the 13% out for Social Security? Then you'd have more to take home, you'd have more to put away, you'd have more to help out people with in town, or your grandparents, or whoever it is. Matt, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you on Free Talk Live here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That would be the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online by going to freetalklive.com and enjoying the webcam. We've got a cam that you can watch, you can listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. It's all free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, get started there. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. I'm sure our chatters would appreciate having you in the chat room. Sometimes you'll find Allie in there as well. I don't know if she's in
there
tonight.
That's right. I was just typing about my wool socks.
So you are in the chat room tonight. So, yeah, go to cam.freetalklive.com. CryptoKit. It is a free instant Bitcoin wallet, secure messaging system, Bitcoin news and charts, all rolled up into one easy-to-use Google Chrome browser extension. So it's only available for Google Chrome at this moment. That may be changing in the future, but right now you got to have Chrome. And then what you do is you go to CryptoKit.com or search for it on the Google Chrome store. That's K-R-Y-P-T-O, Kit, CryptoKit.com. So you don't have to log into some web wallet anymore, copy and paste any kind of Bitcoin address anymore when making purchases if you're using CryptoKit. You just open CryptoKit for the first time. The first time you're doing it, you create your own random random Bitcoin address. You then fund your wallet from any source and then start making Bitcoin transactions on the fly right from within your browser. It is the easiest and quickest Bitcoin wallet to set up and the easiest and quickest way to make Bitcoin transactions. Plus, your wallet data is stored client-side. It's not stored at the CryptoKit website. You know, it can't be hacked in that way, and thus the program itself is actually open source. So CryptoKit doesn't know your password. They don't know what you've got on your wallet. All that's kept on your computer, and it's open source. So if you are a programmer and you want to verify their claims that there's no backdoors and they're not, you know, secretly copying your wallet file or anything like that, you can check out their code and see for yourself. Plus, there's PGP encryption built right into the program, so it makes PGP easy. For the first time that I've ever seen PGP be easy, it's CryptoKit that made it possible. It makes it easy for you to encrypt messages and decrypt PGP messages, as well as send them to other CryptoKit users through basically an instant messaging system that's encrypted. Pretty cool stuff. Plus, as I mentioned, Bitcoin charts, the current Bitcoin price, it's right there in the CryptoKit tool, which again is only available for Chrome at this time. CryptoKit, K-R-Y-P-T-O-K-I-T, CryptoKit.com. We go to the phones, and the fun here, Temper is on the line in Missouri. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to call and congratulate the Kansas cops for arresting a 17-year-old for quote-unquote crossing against the crosswalk signal. I'm just so glad that they're getting all the rough criminals off the street.
Seriously, like, you know, are you talking about the light-up ones that have the red hand going up? When you're not supposed to walk?
You can't cross against those. That'd be illegal.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone does that.
Wow.
Well, they got this 17-year-old terrorist in the making. He's obviously very threatening with his camera that he was recording the whole incident.
Wow. And he recorded it, too. So he crosses against a don't walk sign, and they actually arrest him for it, or they just ticket him?
Well, they arrested him because he didn't provide his ID fast enough. It was taking him more than 15 seconds to, you know, get his ID out. So they just tackled him and then kicked his camera.
Where is this video? Can you post it to, like, the Free Talk Live website, or is it already there?
It's on the homepage for PINAC, Pinac.
Oh, great. Photographyisnotacrime.com. That's a great site. So did you say this was Kansas where this happened?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the city, but they're all the same in Kansas, aren't they?
No, but when you think about Kansas, you don't really think police state, but I guess it's everywhere.
Yeah, and they make it pretty clear in the video that they don't really care about the crosswalk. And in fact, they couldn't even see the crosswalk after the guy crossed. You know, they were looking at it, you know, 10 seconds after he got on the sidewalk. But, you know, those couldn't change as long as you start when it's white, you're supposed to be okay. Well, then I guess it's not in legal land. You know, everything's illegal.
Yeah, that's a great point. What isn't illegal at this point? Temper, thanks for calling and sharing that tonight at 855-450-FREE. I don't agree with you, Allie. Most people probably don't cross against the lights. I see people standing and waiting all over the place for a light to change before they'll cross.
I always just get so frustrated when I pull up to an intersection that has lights, and because sometimes in New Hampshire we just use roundabouts, which don't require lights. They're great. But like, when there are lights, you know, I'll have to be waiting, and, like, none of the traffic is moving, and then you hear, the beeping noise. Most of these traffic things have beeping noises to let, you know, drivers know that pedestrians are crossing now. But you'd be, like, one person, and they're holding up everyone at the intersection so that they can cross, and they do that because that's what they're probably legally supposed to do when they think that that's what they're supposed to do. But wouldn't it just be easier if pedestrians would just, like, wait their turn? Is that selfish, since I'm usually driving?
They're supposed to have the right of way, but I totally agree. When I'm the pedestrian, I don't even like to approach an official walkway.
Because people will stop for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't need everybody to stop for me, especially if I see that I can get through after, like, two or three cars pass.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, if you hit that button, then it's going to stop all traffic.
Everyone.
All directions. For a certain amount of time, even if you're, you know, well out of the intersection.
Yeah, well, if there's a pregnant lady and she's having a baby right now, and you are just, you know, walking to do, you know, just for fun.
think about that.
No, I'm with you on that, Allie. It was very uncomfortable for me moving up here when I first got to New Hampshire because these laws don't exist everywhere. In some places, you do have to wait, you know, until you get a chance to cross. Here, at an intersection, they'll pull you over if you don't stop for somebody who's attempting to cross. So people are trained to stop for people who are in crosswalks and let them cross. And it would, I felt very similar to you, Tally. I was very uncomfortable about that. I've kind of gotten over it at this point. I'm like, all right, well, whatever. You know, people are just going to stop, so might as well go ahead and cross the road.
Right.
I like to give a courtesy wave.
Oh, know. I always wave. Yeah, I always wave at people, and you know, it is definitely appreciated. But you know, it's one of those things that you're just going to have to change the system if you want that to change, I guess.
There was one town, I think in like Germany or somewhere in Europe, who they got rid of all of their signage, their traffic signage.
Stuff, yeah.
And like they're just like, okay, so there are two rules, like yield to the left and I can't remember what the other one was. It was something like that, like common sense. And you know, basically, yeah, it kind of looks a little bit crazy and you can't quite see. There's not really order to it, it seems, but there is an order in the sense that people just, no one wants to hit anyone and no one wants to get hit.
Right. So it's a natural order.
So it's a natural order. It's spontaneous order.
Well, there's so much wasted time. I mean, it's not just what you're talking about where somebody at a traffic light, but even where you're just dealing with vehicles. Just today, I mean, I blew through a couple of red lights after stopping for a moment to make sure that nobody else was coming. But, you know, there's certain lights here where one light will, if you're going the same direction, if you're going, I guess, parallel directions, so, you know, north and south, for instance, at an intersection, this one light, if there are people at both the north and the south ends waiting to go while the west and the east traffic go, first the south end is allowed to go, and then the north end is allowed to go. So they're not even green at the same time. It's just the most confusing thing because there's no indicator on the lights. It doesn't say, you know, you get the green first,
right.
You get it for 20 seconds or whatever. You're just sitting there at a red light while the people on the other side are going. It's like as soon as the first three cars go, there's nobody left behind them, and you're still sitting there at the red. So, of course, the first thing I do is I just pull and make a left turn. Everybody, of course, just sits behind me, and then they wait for the light to turn because they're all, you know, they've all been trained by this system. They don't want to get pulled over either. But if people were to use their common sense when it would come to driving and traffic lights, even if traffic lights were still there and people just treated them as suggestions, we would have much better flowing traffic.
Well, why at the grocery store, like, yes, every once in a while it's frustrating because you can't get, you know, through, but that happens, you know, on the road, too. But you definitely get finished with your grocery, you know, get around the grocery store a lot more easier than I would say you do on the roads. People always act like, oh, all these people on the roads are idiots. They don't know the rules. No, shocker there. They don't know the rules. How could you possibly really know what's going on the roads when you've got so many different factors going on?
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855, 453. Maybe some final thoughts on media as well. And is it an anti-government sentiment that has been imbued into movies in 2013? It's kind of where we started the show, and you might wrap it up there as well. But your calls come first. This is Free Talk Live, 855, 453. And you can take control of the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control of the airwaves. If you like, or don't. You can sit back and listen too if you prefer that as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, Ian here.
Tally.
And Allie.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us online if you like the show and you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live. One of the ways you can support Free Talk Live is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. Now, you can actually double your amp, effectively. You don't have to pay twice as much. But what you do is when you go to amp.freetalklive.com and you amp the show, we've got some generous contributors who are going to match your contribution up to $950 per month. So you can join up the amp program and effectively double your amp dollars. $5 turns into 10, $10 turns into 20. So now's the best time than ever to become Free Talk Live amplifier. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there and get perks. The amplifiers get access to the amp only call in lines, the amp only podcast, which doesn't have the usual podcast commercials, and more. The amp only forum as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way for us to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We're on over 130 radio stations today. We could be on 250. We could be on 500. That's all possible. It's doable, but it takes money. It takes marketing. It takes being able to reach out to those stations, and that's not free. So thank you for everybody who amps the show and to everybody who has amped in the past and who might still amp in the future, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got what you're looking for. They're family-owned, and they also have the lowest prices. But go see for yourself, and then get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So, to take things back around to where we began, Tally, you started the show out tonight with an article from Slate.com that we actually never got through. So there's some remaining thoughts from the author there, who was telling us about some of the media that has been created this year in the United States, out of Hollywood, for instance, saying that he believes there is a theme, that there a lot of it has a kind of so-called anti-government themes to it, and that's kind of where we left off.
Right. This article, Slate Magazine, by David Weigel, is called "In 2013, Hollywood Movies Were Decidedly Anti-Government." And we have a couple paragraphs. He goes into why he thinks that these movies might reflect like a cultural sentiment. He says, the government has tried to do much more since Bill Clinton was president. And if you remember, do you guys remember the show The West Wing?
Never seen it. I've heard of it.
But I haven't seen it.
It glorified politics. Okay. And that was during, like, the 90s, right? And that was the cool thing to do then. But now it seems like the times have changed. The government has lurched into two wars that went worse than promised. It's built a surveillance network we're not allowed to know about. And it passed that 100-year dream of liberalism, the Affordable Care Act. That hasn't launched well either. At the moment, more people put this on the government. What a surprise. Blowing it again than on any complications with the private sector. The insurance industry, which was reliably loathed for years, is not being blamed for higher premiums or canceled plans. Government regulators are. They can't even run a website.
Yep.
But they can get rich. Articles about the unexpected affluenza of D.C. have popped up and gone viral several times this year. A city previously known for Marion Barry's security tape and a horrifying murder rate is now hated for its success, which seems unrelated to performance. The movies are following along in Catching Fire. The champions of District 12 head to an opulent party at the presidential mansion and have more than enough to eat. One of the perfumed handlers offers a pink, bubbly beverage that will let them purge and gorge again. And like we mentioned earlier, as people are starving in the rest of Pan Am, Catching Fire is the sequel to The Hunger Games. But this conversation about the millennials is interesting because The Hunger Games is wildly popular. Like, it's the number one soundtrack, number one movie, number one book series.
And it's targeted at young people. The book
exactly.
Series.
It's a YA, a young adult series of novels. So I think it's the right message at the right time, I would like to say. I say right message. I like that Katniss Everdeen, who is the hero of the story, she's an archer, and she doesn't always aim to kill.
She seems to not attempt to. I don't think she ever takes anybody's life without first being attacked in the films.
Exactly.
And she actually hesitates more than once, if I'm recalling correctly. Like
herself?
Hesitates to attack somebody who might appear to be attacking her first. She doesn't just jump to the conclusion immediately. Like in the very beginning of this new film, she has a chance to shoot somebody with an arrow right out the gate of the first Hunger Games.
Right.
And she doesn't.
Takes them in the leg, right? And then in the Hunger Games movie, somebody is killed, so she kind of reacts instinctively, hits him center chest, and he's out. And then the following movie, she has post-traumatic stress disorder from that. She sees that guy in his dreams.
Oh, really? And I didn't make that connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so these next two movies that are going to be coming out, there's three books, two movies. This last one, Mockingjay, is going to be split up into two. And
hold up. They're going to make four movies?
Yes. Right.
Well, I guess that's a good thing because then they'll be able to put more of the book's content in, and you're saying that things get pretty explicit as far as like freedom ideas in the third book?
I don't know. I mean, maybe that's where it departs from what I would do because they go to war in these last two movies, final book. And in war, it's hell and things happen, that are going to be morally problematic. And so, I don't know. I think of PETA as more of the person who...
the male protagonist from the film.
Yeah, I've heard of them referred to as the girlfriend of the movie, because Katniss Everdeen is this strong woman who I have a great deal of respect for. She learned these hunting skills because she wanted to provide for her family, and they came in really handy in the battlefield, in the battle arena. But PETA, the talks he gives are all about peace and how he doesn't want to... in the first movie and book, he was talking about how he didn't want to, you know, turn into what they wanted him to turn into, which it could be argued that's what Katniss does. But anyway, I think the series is good, whether you're a young adult or older. I think it gives good messages out there, and I'm glad to see it.
But is the message – now, obviously, I haven't read the books. I've seen the first two movies, and that's pretty much my experience with the series.
Right.
You're saying that in the third one, there's this revolution, they turn to violence. I mean, is that really a message worth promoting?
Well, that's why I wanted to, you know, clarify that I don't agree with everything in the book or everything that this character does. I mean, it's just, you know, art and entertainment.
Well, I think that it's interesting to see entertainment go in certain directions, because I don't know. I think that people's attitudes are shift by some things that they see. Like, you know, you've seen that person. You've known that person who all of a sudden has this very strong opinion about something because they saw a documentary or a movie that had something to do with this, and they don't even realize necessarily that that's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are sometimes shaped by the things they see. But I think also if you try to promote a point of view that no one can relate to, then it's just not going to be successful. So Hollywood has to cater to what people's opinions are already. You know, if it's not relatable content, if you tried to show them Andy Griffith, you know, in the movie theater, we would be like, that's not how cops act. I don't understand this at all. Cops aren't good guys, as far as I know. I can't relate to this movie, and that's not entertaining.
I think there's still plenty of movies that glorify cops.
Oh, yeah.
There are. But usually it's not like
lots of TV
the cops on the street that you interact with. They're always trying to glorify, you know,
the
CIA or, you know, these people who you don't get to see as much. Oh, they have the right incentives, of course.
The homicide department.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of times, even, like, there's a show I'm watching that I'll probably talk about in future weeks on Free Talk Live, Almost Human, which is also futuristic and dystopian, but the guy is always, like, violating rights, left and right, and people just seem to eat that stuff up.
Do you think that we see the message that we want to see in these works? Like, is it like with music where...
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's hard for me to like something if I think that they stand for things I'm against. Mm-hmm. I just can't get into it. And sometimes it's too strong. The pro-government message, I can just sense it way too much, and I don't want to continue watching.
Yeah.
Like, Dexter was a good example. There's a lot of, like you said, the homicide department is good. Well, in the show Dexter, which is, you know, about a guy who is like a vigilante.
Serial killer.
He works in the homicide department, and all his friends are always like they're efficient and everything.
The characters are likable, but there's also plenty of examples of government inefficiency in that show.
True.
If you watch through the all 8 seasons. Hey, we're out of time for this tonight, but Tally's going to be bringing in some more pop culture related liberty sort of discussions. We'll figure out what to call it over time here. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.